Joe Piscopo, everyone.
Joe.
What the hell are you doing in our studio?
I was on my way to Jersey. I took a wrong turn. Yeah. I said, where am I going? And I came in. You know, I've been listening to you guys. It's so funny. And I'm doing a news interview across the hall at WINS.
10-10 wins, all news.
Which they still use the teletype. If you know,
yeah.
So I said, I've been listening to you guys. You guys are sick, man. I'm telling you.
we try.
And then I come in, and I'm here with my and I honestly listen to you. You know, I'm driving back from the city or somewhere, right. And I'm in the car, and I go to Jersey.
Wait, prove that you listen to our show. Well, because we get some people that say, hey, man, I'd listen to you guys, and then they can't come up with anything.
I am embarrassed because usually I listen to INS or WCBS because I am an exciting guy. Right. And so now I listen to you guys, and you start with the Buddy Ebsen thing.
That's call him Buddy.
But you were kind to Buddy.
We love Buddy.
You were kind to Buddy, I'm telling you. And then you did, this one got me, the breast implant thing where they blow the breast implant in with the...
That was from the Sexpo.
You guys were... I'm tuning in.
We ran into it.
I'm looking for Scott Muni, and I'm getting...
Joe, help me out here. What did they do to my station?
And the lady goes, and I'm on there, I'm listening, and you got her to say, and it was actually very interesting in a medical sense. She had like a valve in her breast or something.
Yeah, it was like a basketball under there. Just same thing. She pumps it up with like
any
a pump.
Size.
Yeah.
Anytime.
She goes home and she pumps him up.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
It was at the point of ripping when we saw him. It was disgusting.
As soon as it was either between the classical station or you guys, and I stayed with the breast implant thing.
Hey, did you meet Vixen yet?
The nude woman. How are you? Very nice to see you. Very nice to see you. The new Jersey girl. If my wife is listening.
Yeah, she's from
she's
Jersey.
Got her clothes on now.
Yeah, she's from Jersey.
Yeah,
of course, Joe's from Jersey.
She's 4'6" there, Joe.
It is. And if I wrote this line, what exit is what the...
Yeah.
Exit you from? So let's see if I guess. What exit you from?
She doesn't drive. Okay. I'm looking. She can't.
She doesn't drive.
She can't reach
over. I don't drive.
You can't drive from those child seats.
See, Joe, while you're doing that boring interview at Wins, we had Vixen, 4'6", 83 pounds, completely naked, playing nude hopscotch.
Ralph Howard said he's going to do that across the hall.
Ralph Howard.
We're going to play...
right after traffic and weather.
I'll be taking my clothes off.
Hey, can we do that?
And playing Twister.
Oh, my gosh, there's condoms in front of me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, those haven't been used. So
I'm a nice Catholic Italian boy from Jersey. Come on now.
I'm sorry I brought them.
You think they really? As a kind of a gift? That's very nice. And her husband's standing
Joe and Vixen hitting it off.
Yeah. Hey, Ann, we should bring Vixen up to 10-10.
10-10 wins.
In the middle of traffic and weather together.
Traffic and weather to holy
Get on the floor.
Ah, you guys are so good. Hey, is our husband smiling?
Yeah.
Yeah, Logan loves this crap. That's Logan.
Oh, yeah, and how did they meet? How did you guys meet, if I may ask?
At Chuck E. Cheese.
No, you're serious. You were entertaining the children, were you?
She was in that big thing with the little multicolored balls in it that they love to jump in so much.
But guys, you got to tell me. So listen to you, and you got a good thing going. Yeah. How do you find a guest like this? Because as I was coming in the door out there, trying to get in with no security guard or anything.
No, of course. They're hoping something happens to us.
Because you know that the station management doesn't want to spend $5 an hour.
Right.
No. So some guys wanted to come in. They were standing. Are they in here, those guys?
We let them in.
Just like that?
Why not?
They were like bribing me to get in.
You got anything on you? Nah, come on in.
Yeah, we let all our listeners in pretty much. As long as you don't look too scared.
Oh, gosh, be careful.
Are they frightening?
No, actually, they're nice.
Yeah, nice guys.
Like just
guys.
Saying that. Yeah, they're nice.
Oh, great
but
guys.
Let me leave before they come in, okay?
What were you talking about up at Wins?
You know what? We're doing a television show, and I know you guys are always having fun, but seriously, I do a television show for at-risk kids. I was a bad kid. I was such a bad kid, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm still bad because I listen to you guys, I guess. But I tried to give back a little bit, so we created a foundation called the Positive Impact Foundation, and we created a show off of that called Positive Impact Television. Half hour. It's a half-hour show for at-risk children, all the good things that the kids are doing. It'll be on NBC, the NBC affiliate here, and on Labor Day weekend, actually.
Right.
So it's my, you know, I'm getting old, guys. I got to give back a little bit, you know?
No. That's
so
cool.
You know what? These kids are so maligned, and I mean, you go to Camden, you go to Newark, you go to Jersey City or Patterson, no one gets a chance. These kids virtually do not get a chance, and they're born into situations that they have no control
have
over.
Have to ping pong you. Have to ping pong
you. Hey, guys,
you guys are so bad.
You're a comedian. We're just kidding. Come on.
Hey, listen, I'll be laughing when you're all talking about a month. That's like, okay.